PKKP people are the traditional owners of the land on which these rock shelters sat. Researchers have established a direct genetic link between these traditional owners and the ancestors that passed through these sites through some of the archaeological finds there. One of the chief voices for the PKKP is Birchall Hayes. He's a director of the PKKP Aboriginal Corporation and head of its Kuruma Land Committee. He joins me this morning from Western Australia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish, and good morning to your listeners.
Just to begin with, I'll play you a short excerpt of the interview with Chris Salisbury, the chief executive of Rio Tinto Iron Ore earlier. Here it is.
Look, clearly this has not been a great moment for us. It's certainly feels very upsetting. We're very upset. I'm upset as the chief executive of this organisation. Very upset that, you know, we've caused distress, as I said, to our traditional owners. Actually, we have been previously recognised as being leaders in the field, and clearly we've got now work to do.
I'm not sure if you heard the whole interview. It's very early hours in WA, but hearing that, what's your reaction?
Hearing that is certainly disturbing for us. We've got a number of sites that we're wishing to protect in the Brockman Four area, and certainly an internal review that Rio Tinto keeps on mentioning will certainly need to be made public, shared with the PKKP people, so that we can have a better understanding and be comfortable knowing that Rio Tinto is not going to go through and do something similar on our country in the future.
Rigo has consistently said that they did not know that the PKKP were opposed to the destruction of the Juukan Caves. Chris Salisbury repeated that this morning in this interview. Is that true?
That isn't true, because for years we have made mention how significant those sites were to the PKKP people. And when we say that those sites are significant, we have an expectation that miners, in this case Rio Tinto, don't go there, and they don't go and disturb that place. And you would have heard that in the documentary PKKP made back in 2015, where Harold Ashburton did make it clear that he didn't want any mining in that area.
These sorts of claims are repeated by Rio in an email that we've obtained that was sent to colleagues by management. It says, and I'm just going to read it for our listeners this morning, we have no record of the PKKP asking us to stop mining in the Juukan area until mid-May, when the blasting was already loaded. Can we just be very specific about this? It's one thing to say that the value of the area was expressed. Was it specifically indicated to Rio by the traditional owners that you opposed the destruction of the caves?
So there was a number of reports that have gone to Rio Tinto after there was excavations in those caves, which stated and had recommendations around the significance of those sites. A number of those reports and the documentary were funded by Rio Tinto. So at some point, Rio Tinto knew that those sites were significant for us.
So Chris Salisbury, though, says that they thought they had an understanding with the traditional owners about what was going to happen. He referred to a broader comprehensive agreement. Is there signed documentation with traditional owners? Was there money exchanged? Was there payments made that would have led Rio to the understanding that, that they had permission from traditional owners to do this?
I just want to say that there was no money exchanged for destroying Juukan's site. We the PKKP have a claim-wide participation agreement with Rio Tinto, and that agreement requires that Rio Tinto and the PKKP people meet every 6 months, and at that particular meetings we sit and we discuss a number of important issues that's covered in our agreement, and there's a number of standards that Rio Tinto do discuss with us, and one of those is mine planning and development. And I've said all the way along, and even when I've spoken with Chris also, that at those forums, I don't believe that the information is presented. So there's parts of that information around mine planning that may not be disclosed to the PKKP, and that's concerning for us, because if information was presented, it would have raised red flags for the PKKP that mining was moving in a westerly direction towards the Juukan Gorge.
So you're saying that they did not present you with the specific information so that you would understand that this was going to be destroyed, these cave sites were going to be destroyed?
Those particular, what we call it is a local implementation committee meeting, and way back in 2013, that's when the Section 18 was granted to, destroy those two rock shelters and other sites within the Juukan Gorge. Information that's presented at those meetings at a higher level than one would if you haven't worked in the mining industry and don't understand the processes around what can happen to the mining to your country as a result of mining. Well, then it's hard to interpret without actually visiting country and being taken on a guided tour through this is the next step we're moving to, this is how we're going to excavate the country. So certainly there's a lot of concern for PKKP in that the material that's presented at those forums sometimes is at a level that it is difficult for our elders to understand.
Your lawyers made representations to Ken Wyatt's office, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, at the last minute to try and prevent this blast from going ahead. He says that instructions were then given to the lawyers to speak to people in the department and to another minister's office, as I understand it, but that was not followed up on. Was that a mistake on your lawyer's part?
That's not quite correct. What had happened there is our lawyers had reached out to Minister White's office and was given guidance around what that next step may look like, and part of that was to get in contact with Minister Susan Lee's office, and that attempt was made. And from my understanding, there was and we're still waiting for Minister Lee's office to give us guidance or instructions or speak to our lawyers around what that next step is.
So just to be clear, you went to Ken Wyatt, he pointed you to Susan Lee, you went to Susan Lee and you're still waiting to hear back from Susan Lee.
We've had conversations with Minister Lee and Minister White during the week, and that was a question raised by our corporation on when we did go to Minister Lee's office. There was instructions that Minister Lee's office was going to return a call to our lawyers.
And they didn't?
As far as I'm aware, that did not occur.
Is that disappointing?
Look, it is because now it's far too late. It's already happened, and you know, speaking with the minister at the time, I don't know whether or not there's any authority federally that could have prevented the destruction of those two sites.
Are reparations part of the discussion with Rio Tinto and the traditional owners now?
The office and Rio Tinto have had several meetings. I've been not involved in those meetings, so I'm not in a position to say what was discussed behind closed doors there. I'm likely to get a debrief this afternoon, and I'll have a better understanding of what direction, firstly, the relationship is moving in, and the discussions around further mining and protection of other significant sites within the Juukan Gorge area.
There's been comparisons made between this and the destruction of the Buddhas of Bamiyan, the destructions of Palmyra by ISIS. From an individual, personal perspective, what does this destruction mean to you?
You can't describe how I feel about this. When I first was made aware of this and seeing how the blast pattern was laid out and the vicinity of Juukan rock shelters, it was very distressful and soul-destroying to see how close the explosives were to this site. It's just so sad that we were exposed to the photos. Our elders are deeply distressed about this. One of our senior elders who is still living here in Onslow, I don't have the strength to go and tell her what's happened.
As in you haven't been able to communicate it to her yet?
I haven't been able to communicate it to her, and it's because she's very elderly. It's not a discussion I want to have with her. That's her father's country. We named that gorge after her father, my grandfather.
Birchall Hayes, we appreciate your time this morning. We will try and secure an interview with the Environment Minister, Susan Lee, and we will continue following this story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Birchall Hayes is a director of the PKKP Aboriginal Corporation and head of its Kuruma Land Committee.